All right, today is Daf Nun.
Thursday's Daf.
We started the sugya of Aina, specifically whether or not it's only Shtus Mekach Shaninu, like Rav said, that it's Dafka, a sixth of the purchase price, of its true value. And Shmuel, who argues, says it's not just the price of the Mekach, but even Shtus Ma'is. Even if you pay or overpay a Shtus of the money that was actually paid, independent of the value of the object, that will also be considered Aina. Zok the Gemara, three lines from the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis. Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, Misha Hutl, Alav Yaday Al Yaina. Whoever was the Nisane, meaning the guy who got ripped off, he has the Yaday Al Yaina. He can make the decision on what should be with the Mekach. Ketzad. Macher Loi Shave Hei Bevav. If the Mecher sold to the Lekech something that was worth five and he overcharged it for six, so me Nisane, so it's the Lekech. The Lekech got ripped off. So Yad Lekech Al Yaina. And therefore, if he wants Ratza Aimer Tainli Ma Isai, Oi Tainli Masha Oi Nisani. He can decide what to do at this point if he wants the deal to be buttle or not. Macher Loi, but if he sold him, moving over to Amud Aleph, Shava Shesh B'Chamesh, something worth 6 for 5, then Minasan, that's the Meicher. The Meicher is the one who got ripped off. So Yad Meicher Al Al Yain, and therefore Ratzo Eimer Loi Tein Li Mekhi, Oi Tein Li Masha, Oi Nisani. So it'll be the Meicher who gets to make the call what should happen next. Iboilu, Pachas Mishtos L'Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, who hold that the number of ripoff is a sixth, as opposed to Rav Tarfon, who holds it's a third. So the Gemara now wants to know, according to the Rabbanan Shita, this Pachas Mishtos, let's say you make some profit, but you didn't quite overcharge so much or undercharge a sixth. So we understand that to be some level of mechila. Even though the Gemara uses the lashon mechila now, the Rush speaks out in Siman Chaf that there might be the derech mekach umemkar to be like that. But the Gemara is calling it mechila, whether it's derech mekach or whether it's active mechila. But the question is that mechila that we're calling, is that something that is immediate? Is it la'alter? Oy b'chdei shi'ir la'tagar la'karayvay, until you get the peanut gallery's opinion of whether you got ripped off or not, and maybe that is a shear for until then you could be chayzer. Now, v'im tim salemr b'chdei shi'ir la'tagar la'karayvay, if you taka have this shear of time, but past that, then you can no longer be chayzer. So ma'ikab ben shtus lepachas mishtus. What's the difference between the actual shtus, the exact shtus, and less than a shtus? And we know there's going to be a difference, as the Pnei Yeshua points out. Our Mishnah is very clear that there are different levels. There's shtus exactly, and then there's pachas mishtus. What would be the difference if it's the same shear, it's the same halacha? So the Gemara ika deilu shtus yadar el yaina. By the case of exactly a sixth, so the nisana has the yadar el yaina. He can decide ratzah chayzer, ratzah kaina, machzer ayna. But ilu pachas mishtus, if it's less than a sixth, so then the Nis'ana doesn't have any brera here. Kana umagzaraina. The sale is niskayim, and you just give back that extra money. So that's the iboilu. Is there going to be an alter diga mechila, or is it bichdei shi'ir la'tagar la'krayvay? So what's the halacha? So toshima, let's bring a rai from our Mishnah, because chazru l'divrei chachamim. Those tagre lud, who were initially excited about Rav Tarfon, who said you could overcharge up to a third, they later on were chazru l'divrei chachamim, because they didn't like the fact that they could be chazer all day. Okay, so savrua pachas mishlish l'Rav Tarfon, kip pachas mishlish l'Rabban Adami. Initially, those who brought a raya from our Mishnah assumed that the less than a shlish, according to Rav Tarfon, is just like the less than a shtus, according to the Rabbanan. And therefore, Iyamar Pishlem, it makes sense if you want to say that Pachas Mishtus L'Rabbanan, Bechdei Shi'ir L'Tagar, or L'Kreva, you have that shear. So Ulu Rav Tarfon Kol Yayim, and the corresponding sheet, according to Rav Tarfon, you'll have the whole day. So Mishom Yachi Chazru. Now it makes sense why the Tagre Lud wanted to be Chazer from Rav Tarfon Shita back to the Rabbanan Shita. Because according to the Rabbanan, the Lekeach could be Mevatel the whole Mekach. Tagre Lud didn't like that. So when Rav Tarfon said that I know it was a third rather than a sixth, the Tagre Lud were Lechavchila very excited because they could overcharge up to a third and the Lekeach couldn't be Mevatel the Mechira. But once Rav Tarfon would say that there's going to be a time limit on it, so it's not much of an advantage over Rav Tarfon over the Rabbanan, so they went back to the Rabbanan. That all makes sense. Eli Yamar Pachas Mishtus L'Rabbanan La'alter Havim Mechila on the Tzad, that less than a Shtus, according to the Shitas Rabbanan, will be a right away Mechila, and therefore you can never be Chayzer, turning over to Amud Beis, will be Tarfon Nami, and also the corresponding sheet of Rav Tarfon, that for a third, also less than a third, will also be La'alter Havim Mechila. So Amai Chazru, why did the Tagre Lud want to go back to Shitas Rabbanan? But Rav Tarfon Nichlu Tfei, it's better for them under Rav Tarfon's whole Mahalach, Demai de Rabbanan Komash V'Luana, for that which the Rabbanan hold is considered, and I know Shita, Rav Tarfon Havim Mechila. So that amount of money, L'Chayr, would be better under the rules of Rav Tarfon, and why would the Tagre Lud Chayzer? But this whole thing is gebite on that assumption that the Shitas Rabbanan of Pachas Mishtus is just like the Pachas Mishlish, like Rav Tarfon. So Zok the Gemara, Misavers Pachas Mishlish L'Rabbi Tarfon, Ki Pachas Mishtus L'Rabbanan Dami, Loi. Mishtus V'Yad Shlish L'Rabbi Tarfon, Ki Shtus Atzmul L'Rabbanan Dami. Until the third, it's just like the actual amount of Shtus, the exactitude of the 1/6. In fact, the Gemara, Ihachi B'Mai Samchu Mi'ikara. If that's the case, that all Rav Tarfon was Chaylik, was by an Aina more than a sixth until a third, meaning in that gray area, it's a very small amount. So what were they getting so happy about the Lechavchila? Tifshet the Bittel Mekach L'Rabbanan L'Elam Shalom Chayzer. We should bring a raya from the fact that they were happy that Lafi Shitas Rabbanan, that you're allowed to go ahead and be mevatel the Mekach, that he can be Chayzer forever. To keep it, Amar Lahu Rabbi Tarfon Havi Hanah, from once Rav Tarfon said to them that from a shtus until a shlish, it's considered a bitl of the Mekach, is considered a na, for which there was only a short amount of time to demand their money back, rather than a bitl Mekach, which there was no time limit. Okay, so Samchu. So, but once Kiyamar Lahu Kol Yayim, once he said to them that the Lekach could be Chayzer the whole day, Chazer, they went back to Shitas Rabbanan. If you're going to give it a shear about that amount of time, but my samchu, why would the Tagre Lud even be happy about the Shitas Rav Tarfon Lechatchila? Which the Gemara says, samchu b'shtos atzma, they were taka only happy about that one situation of being the exact amount of shtos. To Lord b'tarfon mechila, Lord Rabbanan I know. And that was the whole issue about exactly a shtos, not more than a shtos or less than a shtos. Now, for the Gemara, Shaili Yiboilhu, bitl mekach le Rabbanan, li oilem chaser oi dilma b'chdel shiir le Tagre Lechrayvai. When the Rabbanan said that if you overcharge more than a sixth, more than a shtus. So we say the mekach is batal. Is that forever? Is there any time delay on that, or does that also have the shear of kedush yir l'tagar l'krayvay? V'yem tim tzalemer b'chdesh yir l'tagar l'krayvay. So now we have the other kind of shaila. Ma ika ben shtus l'yeser al shtus. What's the difference between exactly a shtus or more than a shtus? But ika, I can tell you the difference is d'ilu shtus mishin es ana chayzer v'ilu yeser al shtus shneim chayzer. So that would be the nafkamina, whether both of them could be chayzer, but my, is it going to be that there's a time limit on yasum mishtos or not? So Toshma, let's bring a ride from our mission that says, chazer ledivrei chachamim, that the tagrei lud were chayzer to go back like the shita of the chachamim. Now, Iyamar pishlam ebitl mekach l'rabbanan, bechdei shiar l'tagrei lud, that there is a shear of time on it, slor of tafrin kol hayayim. And according to Rav Tarfon, it would also be the whole day. So Mishum Hachi Chazru. That's why they were Chazer from Shitas Rav Tarfon to the Rabbanan. Eli Yamar Bittel Mekach Rabbanan Lo Oilem Chazer. So am I Chazer? If you're telling me that you could be Chazer forever, so why in the world would they go back to the Rabbanan? Vid Rabbi Tarfon Nichel Hu Tvei to come Mashu Lo Oino Kol Yom. At least they have that one day. But past that, the Lekeach can't change his mind. So the Tagre Lud would definitely be in a better situation than a Lo Oilem Dika Chazar like the Rabbanan. The Sulay, which the Gemara says no, because Bittel Mekach LeShchiach to charge more than Aina is a Milsud LeShchicha. So it could be that there really is a shear kedeshiyira, but since it's a milsud leshchicha, we're not going to be geyser. Amar Rava hilchasa pachas mishtus nikne mekach. The bottom line is that if it's less than a shtus, the mekach will work. And Rashi says la alter. It's a little interesting why Rashi picks on that's the nekuda of what the halach is, that it's going to work right away. Yoiser al shtus bittel mekach. If it's more than a shtus, then the whole mekach is batel. Shtus, if it's exactly a sixth, then kara umachzer oina. Zeb zeb, bechdei shiir latagar oila kreva. In both, the case of exactly a shtus or more than a shtus, you have a shiir of bechdei shiir latagar oila kreva. Tani kavasi de rava, that this is the halacha, because I know pachas mishtus, nikne mekach. Yeser al shtus, batel mekach. Shtus, exactly ashtos, kana umagzer oina, devir Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Huda Hanasi Oimer, Yad Meicher al Yaina. What does that mean? Reutze Oimer le Tainli Mekri, Oi Tainli Mashe Inisani, Vizeveze, Bechteshir Tagre le Krevei. So Rava says, just like Rav Nosson of this Brisa, Kineged Rabbi Huda Hanasi. And as Rashi points out, even though Rabbi Huda Hanasi is Rabbi Huda Hanasi, but we're saying that the Tani Kavasi to Rava, that he was like Rav Nosson, that he was a Dainahu, and he was Yared to the Umgudadina, Zuk Rashi. And we shall stop here, pick it up more next time.